Blog Talk Radio.
Today's a good day to die.
Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, suck on these nuts, nigga, suck on these nuts. I tell them, wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, suck on these nuts, nigga, suck on these nuts. It ain't nothing but easy, baby. It'll smoke two niggas cause they crazy. Talk a gang of shit, but it don't faze me. That punk nigga Dre still faze me.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G. Now, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G. Hey, Mr. Prankster, Prankster, storybook gangster. Back in 86, you wore the pumps and mascara. Down with the motherfucking wrecking crew, bitch. But once a bitch is on the bitch, and now the fucking switch. Crack, with the stethoscope, now you're sack. Body slamming bitches make a Dre a bigger man. Khakis, book loafs in a Jeep ride. What set you from, punk? What set you from, ride? Rip Van Winkle, keep a nigga with the fan. Became a G, but you still don't impress the EV. Smoke a little Shan, now you call it shit the chronic. Niggas on the west side call it bionic. I make a meal here, make a meal there. Fuck a bitch here, fuck a bitch there, yeah.
Run, 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 'cause if it's on, motherfucker.
cares about all this blog talk shit so much when it's nothing but delusional fucking people on it, like, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm just doing it for fun, but if there's, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's some real people that listen occasionally. I mean, I listen for fun, you know what I mean? Like, there is some serious topics that get discussed sometimes. You know what I'm saying? All my shit's always been serious, like all of it. And I've been educating the public for a minute now, I guess longer than anybody. Actually, I didn't even think about that. But for real shit, like, I'm out on the market. I'm looking for a fucking girlfriend, like an actual girlfriend that, like, has a mind, has a heart, has her soul, and just basically, like, is a normal person. Like, the thing is, you have too many people who they live their life off of a manifested ego. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what a lot of this internet shit encourages, too, when you have your blog talks and your, you know, your YouTube and your Facebooks, your Fakebooks, and all your social networking sites. I'm keeping the computer dim because I've been going through dizziness shit. The injury that I went through was an attempted murder that the same bitch's family is guilty of, and they didn't fucking do anything about it. Everything is corrupt and spickville, and that's just how it works. I've talked about it. If anyone has any questions, I can give you more details. But, I mean, I've been through a million attempted murders in my life, and I focus on the positive and live my life, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, like, I'm a real, real fucking man. I'm a real person. I'm a good man, above all else. And I'm the best man that I've ever seen. And I know I'm the best man in existence, ever existed. And I think that's the problem, is that as women are operating off their ego too much, which is a manifestation. It can't be real because it's manifested. It's fake. It's like a response to your reality, kind of like. I operate off one too. But I recognize which one is my ego and which one is me. And I see that there's a fine separation between that. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, I have a lot to offer, but I really want a girl who wants love, who believes in love, who has the actual understanding and concept of what love really is, and isn't just, you know, caught up in all this brainwashing and all this misery and pain that's going on in the world. You know, I think that real people, and I know there's real women out there that understand just what love is, and that it's really not complicated and doesn't need to be overcomplicated, and it's actually very simple. You know what I mean? Love is not a TV series. You know what I mean? It's not The Bachelor. Love is just love. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not lie. Love is the most powerful thing in this universe, and most people don't understand it. They don't know what it is anymore, because as this new generation exists and goes through their daily lives, and basically they're maturing, but they're maturing the wrong, I mean, I can't even say they're maturing, but they're moving in the wrong direction completely. I mean, they're going completely where, basically, where they're not supposed to go. Now, I am Tyree Sneed. I am the creator of The Devil Is Your Only Oppressor. Like I said, if you're trying to see what I look like, I'm extremely good looking, and you can look up my name all online, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm everywhere. I do everything. Broke my own world record that I set recently. I did 75-pound dumbbell curls first, then I did 80 both arms. That's on my website. I own two websites, mybosstycoon.com and tyreesneed.com. And yeah, like I said, like, I'm on the market, and I'm on the prowl. I'm looking around. I'm fucking just tired of love being twisted around. I'm tired of people in general. I'm tired of everybody wanting to sit there and argue and be about issues when there are no issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm well off. I have money. I don't understand why girls can't. Basically, like, it seems like a lot of them always want to have their cake and eat it too. Like, I don't understand why it's so complicated. Like, I really don't ask for much at all. I'm used to doing everything and paying for everything, and I would like that to change if I could, or you know, I mean, I'd be cool though either way. Like, I just don't really care. I just care about if it's somebody who I truly love, so it can't be fabricated, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I mean, that's the thing, is we have, women have gotten so far away from what it is, like, they overcomplicate shit. Like women are being brainwashed every day is the part that nobody talks about, because they don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, women are being brainwashed. It's not that women are all bitches, it's that they are being turned into bitches. I mean, that's the fucking, the agenda, to brainwash them and fuck up love and break up the family unit and break up homes. Like, my thing is, whatever happened to, like, just being together? Like all my rules make sense with everything I believe. I really don't have any rules. It's just common sense and what's normal. Like, I don't believe in marriage, because marriage is just a contract to sign over your money. So I don't want to get married, because, like, what I'm gone through, like, really time and time again, like, the girl just decides to turn into a bitch when she doesn't have to. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get married. That's just a contract for them, like, whenever they feel like it, to just take my money. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't believe that you need marriage to be in love, because you don't, because I don't need anyone's approval. And that's what I'm sick of, is I'm tired of everything being, like, with girls, it always seems like it's some public fuck fest. Like, I don't understand what the fucking goal is. Like, what do other people have to do with love? What do other people and everyone else have to do with you and I, whoever I'm with? Nothing. And that's a difficult concept to grasp for them. You know what I mean? I just don't understand. I don't see how it's really not complicated. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we both feel something for each other, that's ours. You're supposed to protect that. You're supposed to care about that. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem, is everybody's too focused on who fucked who and who did this and who has this and who says this and blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, everybody's getting away from reality. Like, you're not making any sense to fucking begin with. Like, people really think that they put too much power in words. Like, talk is cheap. Talk don't get you shit in this world. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the shit that people do is just fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't care about it. Honestly, don't. I don't give a fuck about any of y'all. I don't care about your opinion. I don't focus on you. Nothing. Like, I care about what matters. So, again, my thing is, like, I need someone who doesn't operate off their ego. Like, I just need a normal girl who's willing to listen. Like, I think it's weird because, like, I have money, but yet you have so many girls who, like, they all act like they want to make their own money and shit, yet the way that the majority of them make it ain't shit anyway. Like, most of them are strippers now, or they're whores. You know what I'm saying? And if not, they work some little shit job. Like, this girl works a shit job at fucking Walgreens and has never given me one red cent. And I've never asked, because I'm not the type to ask. But it's like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm giving you all this gas money all the time. I'm sitting there helping you. And then people go, oh, well, she's using you, or she used you. Okay, and I'm still rich. I haven't fucking been dragged down I've been dragged down as much as possible to the bottom. They tried to take my life. This bitch sat right there and didn't do anything about it and lied about everything. So what the fuck is the point? And what they did was the most pussy shit ever. They came from behind me and hit me, and then the same pussy who came from behind me and hit me is crying and goes, don't hit me, and I did, because I'm that much of a man. So all that shows is that you're a coward, you're a fucking pussy-ass thick bitch, and the rest of them are pussy-ass thick bitches. And I give a fuck who likes it. It's reality. And it shows that every single fucking one of the police is a spick, and all of them are a bunch of fucking coward liars. So fuck them all. Who cares? But like I told you, like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so funny because all these little bitches sit online all day and they whine about me, yet nobody has a word to say to me in reality. And they sit there and they keep calling me names over and over again, and they expect me not to respond. And then when I do, they just call me more names. And they'll be like, oh, you're racist, you're racist. So I'm racist, but I'm the one who's being set up by spick cops and spick bitches just because I fucking actually, like, care about someone and love them and am genuine and do nothing but help them. And the reward I get is that you should die. And I really can die from it. Like, that's the fucking sickest part of it all. Whatever, man. Like, what I've figured out is that it ain't about material shit. Like, that bitch is still driving my car. She literally stole my car. She stole an iPad and a fucking headphones for a fucking piece of shit kid. She fucking stole fucking all this shit from me. Literally is driving a stolen vehicle, and there's nothing. People are like, oh, well, call the cops. How can I call the cops if the bitch has already had me illegally arrested and lied about me? So you think that I should just sit there every day and be blackmailed every day and just keep doing the same thing and going through the same shit and keep giving them what they want? So if I call the cops don't do their job, and the cops are going to sit there and entertain the fact that she could just lie about me. That's corny, dog. Fuck it. You can fucking do whatever the fuck you want. I have no control over it. It is what it is. Fuck it. Again, it's not about material shit. Like, my car is my car. It will always be in my name. I will always own it. That's a stolen vehicle. You can't fucking come up on your own. You're not a real human being. You can't even talk to me in person. You fucking sit there and fuck with me all day on a phone that I paid for that you stole as well. And this shit is just crazy, dog. It really is. I cut off the phone that she stole, and she sits there and acts like that's the problem. Everything is role reversal. Everything she did to me, she fucking sits there and lies and says I did something. How does that make sense? It's not dealing with a human being. Like, I just don't understand people. Like, it's really like people just go out of their way to fucking try to fucking get killed today. Like, I don't understand it. Like, and they're so big on what you say. I'll say whatever the fuck I want. It's reality, dog. Like, the next, if she fucks with any other dude, that dude is going to fucking end up killing her. And all I've done is save her and help her and fucking be there for her every which way possible. And again, like I told you, police are all faggots who sold their soul out to Freemasonry, and all they do is exacerbate and help the problem. They've created that situation for her to be that narcissistic bitch that they are. Them. They'll sit there and lie right to your face. They'll act like they're going to help you, which I don't fall for, and I already know you're my enemy, and I'm not going to fucking discuss anything with you ever. I'm not going to talk to you. I don't fucking – I do not call cops. I don't talk to cops because cops are my enemy, period, in every situation. It's not about any situation. It's just you're my enemy, period. You sold your soul to the devil. That's why you try to break up what is private and has nothing to do with you. Like, it doesn't even matter who I'm with. I'm sure they'll do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's my thing, is it's just like you would think that the girl would have a fucking brain and realize, oh, wow, like he's in the middle of a war. Maybe I should just act right and relax. And the bitch can't even relax. Like, she has a wild hair up her ass all the time. And like I said, like what I'm spewing right now is nothing but reality and the facts of what I went through. It's not hate. It's not you could sit there and play word games all day. I don't mind. I've been called every name in the book and lied about every fucking breath, yet all the people who lie about me, they still have my name in their mouth and always have to talk about me because I'm the only one with a soul and they know I'm the truth. So fuck all that. Who cares? Like, I don't care. I've been at the point that at this point that I don't give a fuck about any of it. None of y'all, none of what you're doing, like, all your shit is meaningless. Your existence is meaningless, literally. Like, that's all that you've proven, is that your existence is meaningless. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can call in. Again, I want girls to call in. I might do this here and there. This is about all I'll fucking do on here, and I'll talk about the issues because it's all connected while I do it. But other than that, I just don't give a fuck. Like, Blog Talk is nothing but a comedy site with a bunch of fucking retards and re-reads who don't know their head from their ass. So you can call in anybody at 516-531-9543, and I'd repeat, not anybody. I want girls to call in and talk to me, real girls. And, yeah, that's about it. And I'll be looking in reality, too. Like, I'm just fucking, like, I mean, that's normal. That's what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think it's so weird because, like, people are so, like, those the people who ain't shit are so big and focused on talking about you and what you're doing all the time. Like, that's cool. You make a career. I'll hit them. You count them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always lived my life. I never gave a fuck about anything anybody ever said about me. If I address them, I address them because I'm supposed to. I can address you and still not give a fuck. But they can't comprehend that. And like I said, they just play games, so let them play games. But you're the joke. Everything is not a joke, and I'm not a joke. You're the joke. You think because you're fake that everybody else is a gimmick, and I'm not. I'm the real fucking deal, and I'm a real man. I'm a real, the only real self-made millionaire who's ever existed. I'm a real millionaire. Real shit. Niggas act like this shit the game and shit, like I'm playing around. Dog, look, I'm in a fucking suite right now, dog. Fucking two-bed suite. What the fuck? People don't make any sense. And I'm videotaping my little podcast here, but yeah, man, people don't make any sense. Like, I mean, I just don't care. Like, basically what I'm saying is that people think that these issues they're discussing, that it's somehow helping them, but it's not. It's all pointless, and all you're doing is exactly what Illuminati wants you to do, which is what I've said, you know, but I just want to focus. I just want to be happy, man. I want to fucking, I've been through absolute hell and more than any human being has ever existed, and I really just want a girl to fucking, like, I can be dead honest and not give a fuck about any pussy and what they have to say, and that's the point that I'm at, and I'm happy about that. Like, I want a girl who can fucking be there for me. I want a girl who has a real heart and really cares. Like, I wanted that for so long, though, is what people don't understand. Like, I just want one girl to be there, like, to be able to fucking, like, comfort me when I'm fucking, you know what I mean, going through all the shit and taking on all the fucking enemies that I have and doing everything that I do. I want a girl who can be fucking just real. People have the definition of real misconstrued. Like, I haven't seen very many real people. You understand what I'm saying? Like, most of what I've seen in the world is you have people who have been hurt, and they live their life holding on to that hurt. And they're the same ones who keep giving me advice. But how could you give me advice if you're holding on to that hurt? Yeah, you never forget what you went through. Like, I'll never forget what I went through, and I have to go through physical shit, so I damn sure can't forget it. But at the same time, I don't hold on to the pain to the point that I let it affect my future. In other words, I live life with open arms, and that's why those people who do the shit that she's done and that all those types of people do, they don't realize it's their loss. No matter what you try to take from me, even my life, and no matter what you do and what you think you're doing and how it somehow makes sense to you because you're a narcissist who is deceiving themselves and cannot listen to facts, and even when you're told this is your problem, they will not face it and will not accept responsibility for anything they've done and just keep trying to kill you and fuck with you. I mean, I just don't understand it. Like, that's you holding on to the fact that you didn't have love when you were a child. It's so funny because, and ironic, because the cure is love. My love. That's the only cure. So any girl out there, if you listen to me and you don't like me right off the bat and you don't like my presence, I guarantee that somewhere in you, you do like me. I guarantee it. If you give me a chance and you listen and hear me out, I guarantee you would love me. Guarantee it. Because I have not one bone in my body that is against women. I have not one bone in my body that's against anyone. Yet all the people who are against me keep saying is the role reversal and saying that somehow I'm against them or I'm a hater or I'm a ray or whatever name they can. The proof's in the pudding, dog. All the facts happen in reality. Action speaks louder than words. It's not a debate. Which is what they even, like, they repeat the same shit I say. It just doesn't make any sense. Like I told you, like, I make sense when I speak. My shows make sense. I don't sit there and lie. You never have seen me contradict myself, ever. You've never seen me lie, ever. You've never seen me do something to someone and then come here or anywhere and go, oh, I didn't do that, ever. How does that make sense? People are fucking plumb dumb and completely nuts today. Literally, they literally believe that they can just do anything they possibly want to you, and you're just supposed to sit there and take it. That's what these people believe. People have lost their fucking mind. The meaning of righteousness is not something that needs to be discussed. I'm righteous. All of you know it. And that's about it, man. Like, this shit is corny. It really is. It's fucking corny. Like, it's so fucking pussy and fucking ridiculous and fucking just sad that the only way that anybody could even ever, like, injure me was through me being in love and with someone and being good to them, and their brother hits, both brothers set me up, and one comes from behind me and hits me in the back of the jaw full speed as hard as he can and gets on top of me and chokes me as hard as he can. And I looked at him in his eyes and rolled my eyes at him and laughed in his face. That's a fucking, that's the pinnacle of man, which is what I am. All of you are midgets compared to me, and you know it. Who cares? You were never competition, ever. You never will be. You can't fuck with it. So, unlike them, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, well, some of them are doing whole videos talking about, oh, well, I'm not going to go back and forth, and then they keep going back and forth. I'm not going back and forth. I'm not fucking with little bitches anymore. There's no point. For what? For real, for what? What I do in my spare time for fun is another deal. Like, I fucking listen to retards on Blog Talk because it's fun. But I'm talking about, like, really, like, going back and forth. When have I ever done that? Never. I've never gone back and forth with anybody. I've taken shits on people for fun who deserve it. But again, fuck all that, because I know my character, and your character doesn't get displayed through the internet and phones, and this is the problem, is that we have a society that thinks that somehow that makes sense, that it does, and it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, reality is reality, man. Like, I talk to people in reality. Anybody who wants to speak to me can come speak to me. Like, if you're my enemy, don't come speak to me. Like, how does that complicate me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand people anymore. They literally make no fucking sense. All of it is devil shit. Like I said, we only have like a minute and 2 minutes left. Any girl can call in, 516-531-9543. And like I said, like, I got it all, man. I've lived, I've done everything that you really could in life, pretty much. I've seen it all, done it all, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I want someone to share with. I want someone who I actually can be happy with. I want someone who can treat me right and is nice. I want somebody who doesn't have an angle. I want somebody who has a pure soul like me and who sees what I am and what I have and what I possess and who I am and really, truly loves me, like genuinely cries for me, genuinely, you know, looks at what I've been through and just breaks the fuck down, because that's what a real girl with a real pure soul, if she even took one look at me and I said anything about what I've been through, they would break the fuck down. Because what I've been through is that cold and that fucked up and that horrific and that bad. And I deserve none of it. Ever in my life, I've never deserved any of it. It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I've seen people die. I've seen people leave the face of this earth. I've seen so many things happen in my life, good things, bad things, and it is so weird how my life has been so tragic, and I have been through more than any human being who's ever existed, and yet somehow I'm just happy to be here every second. And I think that's what you'll notice about me if you ever pay attention. Again, call in at 516-531-9543. Let me see. I don't know, like, the show ended, but we might still be on air. I think we could still roll. And call in, people, 516-531-9543. If you can, I don't know. If you can't, email me at nothingbutvenom@aol.com. Like I said, not people, but girls. Like, I just want to talk to women now. I don't even see any point for me to go be talking to men, because the men are not men anymore. They're all bitches. Like, I tried to have a real discussion And what none of them understand or get is that a real man can actually admit when he's wrong. He's not a narcissist. A real man can have an actual discussion about something without being all butthurt about everything. A real man won't lie. A real man won't twist shit. A real man won't use role reversal. A real man will just talk and make his point. You know what I'm saying? If a real man gets pissed off, a real man will let you know. So everything I've ever done, what is that? A real man. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm thinking, I don't know, I might bounce around some of my other accounts and just do shows right now, like 30-minute shows. Like people don't even understand. What's the point of me paying for a Blog Talk account anyway when I could just bounce around all my old accounts and just use the free 30-minute show? And combined, that probably makes longer than a 2-hour show or 3-hour show. I just bounce around. Fuck it. If I'm able to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know usually, like, after 11 o'clock, like, you can't do a show. Like, there's no hours. Some weird shit. You know, but I don't know, man. I could definitely say that I'm totally heartbroken and totally fucking destroyed, whether you believe me or not. I really am. And I don't know, man. Have you ever felt in life like you just want to, like, cry out for help and you just really just want someone to be there? But I don't want it. Like, I don't need no fucking man anywhere around me. I need a girl. I've always known I need a girl. Like, a girl is the only thing that's going to help me. People have life fucked up, and they think that if a guy talks about a girl, which is normality, the way that I do, that somehow it's all about sex. No, it has nothing to do with sex, man. What the fuck? Sex is part of love. We have women who think that sex is a bad thing or blah, blah, blah. No, sex is part of love. But it doesn't mean that I'm just after sex just because I have interest in or love a girl or have feelings for a woman. It doesn't. Common sense, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, they want to argue every point to death. What did you get out of arguing? Look at all the people who sit there and argue all day how fucked up their lives are. I never argue. There's nothing to argue about. Man and woman are meant to coexist in harmony, period, point blank, end of fucking story. I want a girl. I want a girl who can fucking, like, just be cool and normal and talk to me and hear me out and get to know me. You know what I'm saying? I've never had a problem getting women. To this other bitch, that would be a problem. Hating on me for who I am. It's my fault that I'm who I am and I'm living my life. That's how fucked up that bitch thinks. It's not my fault. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm trying to live. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck makes you think and what gives you the right to control my life and whether I live or die? Nothing. Except the fucking devil. What the fuck is wrong with you? But I can't even have this conversation because this bitch is so fucking nuts she can't even talk in person about any of this shit. It's fucking crazy. It's like someone stabbing you and then going, oh, you stabbed me. And then when you're trying to tell them you stabbed me, they run away and say you did something to them. Like, it's just literally a fucking cartoon character. That's not a real person. Fuck all that. Like I tell you, I need someone who's real. I need someone who lives real life, not all this fake internet shit. I need somebody who understands that in life there's always problems. You don't get away from problems, really. There's always problems. There doesn't have to be. There really doesn't. People don't even understand that. I feel like that P. Diddy song, I need a girl too. Ride, 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 I need a girl too. but real shit, like, I need a girl. Like, I need a fucking, a real girl. Like, I don't mean, like, hardcore. I don't mean, like, whatever you are is who you are. But be who you truly are. If that's who you truly are, I won't mind. But just as long as it's you, and as long as not every word is against me and hate in your heart and an argument, that's what the fuck I'm tired of. I don't understand why women have so much hate against somebody who's literally created out of nothing but love and has nothing but love for them. I'm probably the last guy to ever fucking scream at a woman, ever even tell a woman anything, anything. If I ever tell a girl anything, it's to correct something to help them. Advice. That's it. I was raised not to hit women. I don't. I was raised fucking to respect women. I do. I was raised that if they fucking tell you stop or no, that that's a stop and no. I was, you know, all that shit I was raised in. I can say that about my mom. My mom at least taught me the right things and did raise me to be who I am. It's sad that a girl would feel the need to basically overcompensate and make me somehow look like the bad guy in imaginary pretend land that doesn't even exist because I was raised correctly and I'm a good man and what a man is supposed to be and your brothers are all a bunch of faggot fucking pussy fags. I'm not going to sit here and talk about you and your family all fucking day. I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, I already told you what it is. I already told you that I talk in person. I already told you that if you want to talk to me, you can talk to me in person. That's up to you. You choose what you choose. You chose what you chose. All this shit is just about control and keeping me in some fucking imaginary prison. I'm tired of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I gave you my love. I did everything right for you. I did nothing but help you. You make it to the point that I can't even help you. Helping you is a crime to you. So what can I do? Nothing. But exactly what I'm doing. Like I told you, man, the devil has the whole world fucked up, man. He really has y'all fucking confused, dude. Like I said, it makes no sense. Why would any woman have hate in her heart against me? Why don't women take it out on who does it to them? Like, this bitch has a stab wound in her back. Why can't she take it out on who stabbed her instead of taking it out on me? How does that make sense? It doesn't. You take it out on the guy who saved you from that and saved your life literally and took you out of that hell and you go right back to it like a moron? That's retarded. And they sit there and just talk shit all day and go, okay, well, yeah, then blah, 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 and this and blah, 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 and have an answer for everything. That's an answer for nothing. Then they respect cops. How does that make sense? Life ain't about just getting whatever you can get and getting your way and being a little bitch. Life is about fucking other people. Life is about having empathy and sympathy and caring about one another and caring about what happens to the fucking human race like I do. Caring about other human beings. Caring about every fucking human being that walks this planet. Even these men, whether they're pieces of shit or not, I give a fuck about. What the fuck is wrong with all of you? That's my question. Anyone who has my name in your mouth, you don't know me. I don't care what you say about me. You're irrelevant. I'll never see you. If I see you, I'll ignore you or get the fuck away from you. I'm not playing y'all's game. I'm not in your clique. You're all faggots. Fuck what I am. It doesn't even matter what I am. We already know what the fuck I am. But I live my real life, and I'm going to keep some shit private. Real shit. Other than that, man, like, you might see my whole shit change right now because I'm just tired, man. I'm tired of being a good person, and I'm always going to be a good person, but I'm tired of being good to someone and being taken advantage of for it. It doesn't make sense. You're not changing me. I'm always going to be good to people. That's the part they never understand. I'm always going to help people. But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to sit here and fucking entertain bullshit. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I was 100% faithful. I was good to you, everything. You're fucking doing shit that only cartoon characters would do. Literally, like, in narcissism, they will go fucking, like, I don't know what she's done. The only thing I've seen is fucking, like, oh, I don't even want to go into it, dude. I mean, it's just all fucking candy-ass shit. Like, it just, nobody makes any sense to me. Like, to be 100% real and honest with everybody, like, I have no limits and I don't mind talking about real shit. Like, there is nothing that I don't have and don't possess that's not better than any man who's ever walked the planet. And I just think it's so weird how women are insecure and so hateful and have to only deal with shit people. You understand what I'm saying? They don't have the self-confidence to fuck with me. It's hard to explain to you. I've never had a problem getting women. I can have any girl I want, pretty much. But that's not what I want. I don't want to be a player. I never have. I want love. I want one girl. That's it. That's what I want. I want one girl that I can fucking settle down with. Like I said, I'm not going to get married, but like I want someone who I can settle down with and trust. That I know will take care of me. That's what I'm concerned with. That's what I've been concerned with. To this girl, like I said, I love you with all my heart. I did everything I possibly could for you, though. I don't understand how you feel that just because you decide, you can do whatever you want, literally, and you can just not come see me. Literally, she took money from me, stole money, over $200 to $300, stole money from me, and then just disappeared. And this is not the first time that she's done this. I've caught her stealing my truck and called cops and reported it. When I finally got the truck back after calling a few times and trying this a few times, and they were fucking with me and bullshitting, I get my truck back and have the option to put her in jail, and I don't, and say I wish her no ill will whatsoever. I love her. All I want is for her to come home. I'm not blackmailing you. You blackmailed me. For what? Again, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. Like, why only a retard would sit there and just keep arguing and not making any sense. That's not who you are. Why won't you listen? And again, I don't get it, man. It's people really think that they're proud of being shit. I don't understand it. That's the way I feel about a lot of shit every day. People give too much attention to people who ain't shit. Fuck them, man. Why are we even talking about them? Like, right now it makes sense. But the rest of these people, why are you wasting your time talking about them? If people do something and they really bring upon themselves what happens to them, what's the point in discussing it and feeling sorry for them? They brought it upon themselves. That's what narcissists do. They bring shit upon themselves over and over again. I've done nothing but try to protect her and have protected her, and then the answer to me protecting her was that was the problem later. First it wasn't a problem and it was what it was. Then it was later something to hold over my head. How does that make sense? Doesn't. Devil's thick shit. Like I said, people don't make any sense. I'm not going to change who I am for anyone or anything. Who I am is what got me here. Who I am is what did everything for me. Who I am and the fact that I live the way that I do with arms wide open and live in love is the only reason I've made it this far. Like I said, you know, it all hurts. It hurts what I go through every day. It hurts to hear people say the things that they say about me. I've never been above reproach or above that. I know it hurts. The show just ended, but I'll continue a little more. Of course it hurts to have people talk shit about me when they don't know me. I mean, in a lot of ways, I don't care, though. I honestly don't. I really don't care. I'm not saying that I care, but I'm saying, like, I don't know. I don't even know if it really hurts.